The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report, and I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 6th day of March, 2018. And, you know, I have been talking a lot about the tipping point here in this country, that people, if you're wondering where the clashes of the brainless and the people that want to hold on to something, where this is coming from. And our little millennial friends out there and associated people, they have nothing upstairs. And when pressed, questioned, you know, they get a little upset and they get a little angry at you because you start drilling down into their empty core, basically, is what's going on. Millennials and the scary support of socialism and communism. Now, it was, if the timeline is correct here, the baby boomers had Generation X. Generation X begat the millennials. I think that's just about right. And if you're wondering why the millennials have nothing in their heads or their hearts, it's been bred out of them. And that is, they have been de-educated. This is why I've said before, and I've been warning people. For years now, I've been doing it. Stop staying silent for the comfort of your daily routine. It's time to get a little uncomfortable, roll up your sleeves, start challenging, pushing back. What this is doing, it's sending not a signal to the brain dead. It's sending a signal to your fellow Americans that are half dead. And they hear what you're saying, and it jibes with what they're thinking. It's like this little beacon. It's like fireflies on a summer evening in your backyard. Little flashes, they communicate with each other. Well, that's what this is. You start speaking words like Constitution, and you're against communism and socialism, and that's like a little beam of light that goes out. You're a lighthouse. Well, according to the latest findings from the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, 50% of today's American millennials view socialism or communism as the ideal political ideology. Half of them have found their heroes and dictators like Joe Stalin, Mao, Lenin, Che Guevara. If I see one more Che Guevara sweatshirt, I swear to God I'm going to rip it off the person holding it. Or Kim Jong-un. I didn't know if he made the socialist hit list. I know he made the list for the world's worst haircut. But they all do that over there anyhow. The country that grew into the wealthiest on earth through capitalism is showing alarming signs of turning away from its roots. Much of this trend is due to historical illiteracy and a failure to teach an entire generation about the destruction that has been perpetrated by previous communist regimes. At the same time, they are uninformed about the failures and desperations experienced in current communist countries, such as Venezuela, Cuba. Today's millennials are hard-pressed to even define socialism and communism. They feel at odds with the capitalism and simply feel any alternative would be better. Although many haven't started working or become a part of the workforce thanks to the pro-Wall Street policies practiced by the Fed Reserve.
Yeah.
Unemployment's 3.5%. Yeah. One lure of the socialism is the same as the proselytized by Karl Marx. The division of wealth. High earners and inherited wealth are seen as unfairly depriving the rest of the population of their fair share. Although most millennials are unable to even elaborate clearly on the concept itself, a mere third of the millennials can't even correctly define socialism, and only half can identify capitalism as a free market economic system that lured millions of their ancestors to the American shores. What'd they come here for? They came here for opportunity and freedom? Wow, there's an inducement. How many people do you know that's busting into Cuba? Or North Korea? Or aside from being with the Chinese business people, how many people want to go to China to live amongst the serfs over there? For that matter, how many people want to bust into Canada and live up there? Sorry, Canada, I know there's a lot of good people and listeners up there. For those who thought the Cold War was at an end, these trends are disturbing wake-up call. This time, however, the chill is not across the Atlantic. Socialism is on the rise as a threat to America. But the threat is coming from America's own newest generation of voters, who weren't even born when the Berlin Wall magnificently collapsed to the cheer of millions. They were, ironically, raised during one of the history's most prosperous periods while being indoctrinated into ideologies their grandparents died to obliterate. Socialism is no longer seen as a threat. Instead, the once feared ideology is now being celebrated as cool. In certain circles, it carries an automatic claim to virtue, and millennials are being fed the joys of socialism on a daily basis by an increasingly left-leaning media. It was like a like-minded media that praised Lenin's implementation of communism as a noble idea. Politically, we have maybe come full circle in less than 100 years. Many Americans feel the need for an educational system that teaches the actual consequences of communism and the economic possibilities provided by capitalism. Now, if this does not happen, they fear that the realities of a classless society may become all too real. Donald Trump's election to the American presidency has underscored the media bias towards socialism and liberalism. While freedom and capitalism are being covered in increasingly dark and negative terms. Journalists no longer feel compelled to report facts. Instead, opinions, no matter how inaccurate, passes for journalism. And these opinions are being eagerly absorbed by the millennial generation seeking so-called safe spaces. While the actual definition may not be clearly defined, safe spaces seem to be any place where capitalism is not. Close to half of the millennials state that they want to live in a socialist country, safely protected from the freedoms and obligations of the First Amendment. Yet thanks to our educational system, these same millennials are unable to define either socialism, communism, or capitalism correctly. Communist regimes have risen by the dozens since Lenin marched into Moscow, and they have collapsed in almost equal numbers. Only a few struggling and starving communist countries are still hanging on by a fraying thread, oblivious to the misery of their masses. If our schools were anxious to explain the truth about communism, they would teach that communism thwarts creativity and personal ambition. The individual is merely part of the whole. Both Russia and China endured starvation and death of more than 40 million citizens through forced collectivization after the government nationalized small farms, forced redistribution of property, an integral part of Marx's manifesto. The millennials' much vaunted quest for equality translates into equal poverty for all under socialism. And there are no incentives to work and prosper. Revolts by more ambitious segment of communist populations have brought down several regimes, including Russia. The proven success of capitalism as a threat to the communist regimes, some of which would readily act to destroy America, and some millennials actually welcome that idea. The lack of incentive to actual work causes inefficiency at all levels of government, including the ruin of the ecologically critical land and waters. The millennials' argument against capitalist monopolies ignores the fact that under socialism and communism, there is only one monopoly, and that is the government. Now, while Marx's argument for class struggle may have had a small iota of validity in an age when people were ruled by the whim of dictatorial royals, it is capitalism that has made a strong middle class possible, thus erasing the lines and blurring them between you ain't got nothing and I got a lot, or erasing the lines between upper and lower classes if you're into the class struggle deal. Today's remaining communist countries have only two classes, a small but powerful ruling class, and the rest of them, the remaining poor populace. The absolute elitism, decried by Marxists can only grow in a Marxist society. And communist regimes require absolute obedience. At least 80 million people have been killed since the early 20th century to keep alive the myth of viable communist or socialist state. And sadly, the millennial generation is mostly unaware and indifferent to the above facts. And our schools and liberal media are serving as greater advocates for socialism than Karl Marx was ever able to. He lacked capitalism's innate belief in freedom of the press, as well as the innovations capitalism made possible to disseminate news and information to all interested citizens. Pretty much nails it. And capitalism, as I said, in this country, the definition, I think, was made by the communists. Oh, capitalism. Oh, the elite. Oh, the too rich. Oh, it's unfair. Now, folks, with an honest money system in this country, what we have is free markets. We have people free to make their own decisions, contract at will, not forced to do anything, not forced to give up something they don't want to give away, whether it be your money, your freedom, or anything else. It's your itty-bitty and your right to hang on to it. And damn the person that tries to get their greedy little fingers on it. This is why I put up a series of stories about the Hollywood actor. There was something good came out of Hollywood. Richard Dreyfuss. And he's still doing the project. He wants the civics and the Constitution once again taught in our public schools. Is he Jewish? Yeah. Is he a liberal Jew? Eh. Does he recognize the power of education, the impressions made on minds of clay, Mr. Rockefeller once said, that he wants to mold the minds like clay of the children? And Rockefeller, being an abject, cutthroat, skull and bones capitalist, that he hated competition. He was on the other end of the extreme. He hated competition. Anybody stepping on his profit, cut their heads off. Or a reasonable facsimile thereof. But this is what you're seeing in America today. People want equality. They want to be treated as equals. Okay. I can understand that. Equal under what? Under what subjective I make $2.98 more than you do a day? This equality was supposed to be equal justice for all. And how well has that worked? And where's the example being set? In today's world, ladies and gentlemen, you're not guilty of anything until you get caught. And if you never get caught, well, you never did anything wrong. That's inside government. That's inside the minds of a lot of people in this country. And there is no example, no shining example anywhere that you can point to and saying, okay, you know what? In this life, here is a working model of which we're trying to aspire to. You know, what were those rules laid down in that old Holly Bibble thing? What is the one thing the ACLU absolutely hates? Oh, yeah. You know, get your hands off my itty-bitty. Don't lie, don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie, don't bear false. You've heard those rules before, haven't you? So you necessarily do away with that. The carrier of that message. God? Nah, we don't need God. We don't need any rules. We need no badges. We don't need no stinking badges. So goes your culture. So goes your society. And we got a lot of angry people out there that believe, that actually believe that they're entitled to what you got because that's fair. And ironically, under a communist system, there's no incentive. Well, you're all treated equally. Yeah, equally bad. You're equally poor. Oh, for the huddled masses. Well, here in this country, if you were part of the huddled masses and your belly was growling at you and you didn't have clothes on your back, you know what you did? You stood up and you went to work. You did anything that you could to survive, to feed yourself, provide shelter, and then move on. This life is fraught with perils, pratfalls and pitfalls, all. That is true. But you also have the ability to create a lifestyle for yourself, to create your own comfort level. Now, it is true that in this country, a lot of people are running around with dollar signs in their eyes, and that is the object of their success. Nothing else matters. And that is true. People measure their life by how much money they make. Okay. That's okay for now, but it didn't start out that way. You didn't come into this world with, you know, stocks and bonds, portfolio, nice bank account. No, you came into this world slippery, wet, crying, and not even covered, not even a fig leaf. And unfortunately, some people go out the very same way. Maybe not wet, but they go, and go they must. That's the cycle of life. And to you and I, ladies and gentlemen, we realize on a daily basis how important that life is, not just to ourselves, but the idea and the ideology of a life worth living, that ideology, that there aren't people that are plotting and planning to take everything you've got, and if you don't want to give it up, they take it at gunpoint. That's not the way it's supposed to work. And I don't know what LSD-induced or drug-induced stupor that I'm seeing on television where people can just look right in the camera lens and just flat-out lie to you with a straight face and with sincerity. They're selling it. And there are people that are actually buying it. Now, what was it? Bailey that said there's a idiot born every minute? Is there something to that effect? And it's true. But for the people that are keen and enjoy life and can readily identify the impediments to that life, these are the people that I'm talking to. The other ones, I don't know how this happened within a couple of generations, but it has. Well, yeah, I do know. I said it right at the outset. It has been bred out of us. And the baby boomers that kind of forgot to pass this on or make it an absolute mandate that, wait a minute, here's a philosophy and an ideology and a social glue that we're going to pass from this generation on to the next. And God help the man that tries to stand in the way of that. That should have been the attitude. But it is not. What we did was adopted one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. To have a public school system to educate our children, or as we've seen now, the de-edification or de-education of our children. You want to know why these kids are a bunch of airheads? Now you know why.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We are back. I want to remind people that on our website, we've got the RBN fundraiser with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute bonus. If you click on that banner, which is at the top of the page, we have cleaned this thing up a lot. It relays the message succinctly. And I think the commander membership, that's the best membership that Front Sight has, that allows you access to everything that they have. It was listed at 25 grand, and I think it's 15,000 for a commander membership. But for a donation to the network for $500, it's a one-time donation. And as an unheard-of thank-you bonus, a Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute near Pahrump, Nevada. That's not too far from Vegas. And by the way, there's been something new that's been added. Special offer from the president of Front Sight. President of Front Sight has made a special offer to all politicians currently seated, federal, state, and county, or city and school teachers to attend a free four-day pistol course. School teachers must be from a school that allows teachers to carry. Teachers' requests must be submitted on school letterhead. and the request must be made by email mac@frontsite.com. And if you've got any questions about that, you can call FrontSite at 800-987-7719 and let them know that RBN sent you. How to receive your FrontSite bonus because you're an RBN donator? Go to FrontSite.com, click on the course application, click on create a new account. There's no cost for that. Enter the information requested. Send your $500 in cashier check, bank check, money order, or personal check to Dan R. Sutterfield, 16780 County Road, I guess that's CR, County Road, Mike, 8180 Newburg, Missouri, N-E-W-B-U-R-G, 65550. And if you want to call Dan on this, please do. This is a heck of an offer, folks. Remember me saying that, yeah, you can go to the pistol range or the target range. You can learn how to plank. You can learn how to load your own magazines. You might even be able to teach yourself how to break a weapon down, clean it, and put it back together. Or maybe if you've got the initiative to learn how to repair your own firearm. But you know what is missing here? Everybody thinks, okay, I got a pistol. I got self-protection. It's a situation you find yourself in. How are you going to act? And literally, a half a second of indecision and not knowing how to conduct yourself when under threat can cost you your life or the lives of the people, yourself, or the people you're trying to protect. You know, we come from a culture that once we think we know what we know, well, we know it all. In this particular case, are you willing to bet your life on that one? I'm certainly not. I'm going to take the course. I've been through the military. I've been through the Army. I got my little sharpshooter badge. I've been to the target ranges. Shot everything from a .22 to a .50 cal. Yeah, I'm pretty good. But you know what? I know there's some things I'm missing, and I'm going to take the course myself. I got to see this place. In the last 19 years, they have put 1 million people through these courses. And you know what that says to me? Mikey, that's one hell of an insurance policy. Let's build on the policy. Strengthen it. So again, call Dan at 573-762-2356. Or you can reach him on his cell at 573-465-2356. And if you want all that information in front of you, well, we're going to keep it posted. We're going to keep that on the front banner, right? Mike? You can keep redoing it. Well, that is my wish. Keep it at the top there. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org and just click on that banner, and you can read all about this. Folks, it is a no-brainer. It helps this network, and it helps you. And we put some more people out in the field that understand what firearms are for, the circumstance they may find themselves in, makes them most proficient with what they have. And that is the name of the game. All righty. Anything else here I can shove in 60 seconds or left? My No? Okay. Ah, boy. Michael Bloomberg, when we get back, here, oh boy, New York communists, there's none finer. There really isn't. Michael Bloomberg, you New Yorkers, man, he's right up there with Charles the Possum Schumer. Chucky Schumer. We'll take the break. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. You got something on your mind? Something I've spoken about? Maybe something that you want other listeners to hear? 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Technocracy News put this out about Michael Bloomberg. This guy, you thought he retired and we haven't heard much about him. He used to be the mayor of New York City. And that unto itself, just take a look at the line of succession of the communists that have been up there. What is wrong with New York? The UN's new envoy for climate action, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, said Monday that President Donald Trump can become a great leader if he changes his mind about global warming and keeps the United States in the Paris Climate Agreement. The billionaire media mogul expressed hope that Trump will listen to his advisors, look at the data on climate change, and support the 2015 Paris Accord aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Bloomberg spoke during a ceremony at which the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres gave him the new title of UN Special Envoy for Climate Action, handing him a job of spurring international action to help curb global warming. Longtime activist for clean energy and green economy, Bloomberg was appointed by UN Special Envoy on Cities and Climate Change by then UN Chief Ban Ki-moon. in January of 2014. Since then, he's been traveling around the United States and the world campaigning for a reduction in carbon emissions. Guterres announced that Bloomberg will help support a UN climate summit that he is planning at UN headquarters next year to mobilize more ambitious actions and start implementing the Paris Climate Agreement now. Countries agreed in Paris Accord to limit the global warming to 2 degrees Celsius. Now listen to the grand plan here, folks. Limit global warming to 2 degrees Celsius, and that's 3.6 degrees to you people that speak English and aren't on the global Celsius scale, and do their best to keep it below 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, compared with the pre-industrial times. But the agreement starts after 2020, and the UN climate talks in November, over 170 countries stressed the importance of implementing ambitious climate actions before 2020. Read that is, we've got our stacked deck, and we're going to move ahead like we've got the infrastructure to push this thing through. Well, maybe elsewhere, but we're kind of resisting it here, if you know what I mean. Trump announced last June that he was withdrawing from the U.S., withdrawing the U.S. from the Paris Agreement, fulfilling a campaign pledge to quit the world's chief effort to slow planetary warming. He framed his decision as a reassertion of Americans' sovereignty and argued that an agreement had disadvantaged the U.S. to the exclusive benefit of other countries, leaving American business and taxpayers to absorb the cost. Under the terms of the agreement, the U.S. cannot officially pull out until 2020. Bloomberg has urged world leaders not to follow Trump and has pledged to save the Paris Agreement. Last October, for example, his foundation donated $64 million to a Sierra Club program seeking to phase out coal-fired power plants and reduce planet-warming carbon emissions. Bloomberg said Monday that his foundation is interested in spending a lot of money in helping us understand that climate change is real and it's measurable. As examples, he said that for the first time, the North Pole in the middle of the winter had temperatures above melting. Huh? What? Oceans over the last 20 years or so have risen, and there are more frequent and powerful storms. In addition, Bloomberg said there are floods where there used to be droughts, and droughts where there used to be floods. Now, anybody that's ever paid attention over the years understands full well that this is a dynamic climate system driven mostly by the oceans. Wow, where was global warming when the Titanic set sail? Instead of hitting an iceberg, they would have hit an ice cube. Wow. And folks, if you understand the ecology of the Earth and the things that affect the climate on this planet, I give you sunspots and solar winds traveling at more than 1,000,000 miles an hour. And folks, we'd all be cooked if we didn't have a magnetism to this planet. North and South Pole. Why do you think they're called poles? That's the magnetic poles. And that shields us from these 1,000,000 mile an hour solar winds. That if it didn't protect us, we'd be pretty much crispy critters on this planet. There'd be nothing living on this planet. So here we're led to believe, because we're stoking a little bit of coal, that somehow we're damaging the environment and it's irreversible. That is the claim. And their data does not add up. Seriously, in the middle of winter in the North Pole, it was above 32 degrees? You're a liar. A flat-out liar. I don't even think it reaches 32 degrees in the summer in the North Pole. He said the solution is for people everywhere to get together and change the way they live. And we have to be a little bit smarter on how we generate energy. Guterres said last July that Bloomberg is convinced the United States will reach the Paris goals despite Trump's decision to abandon the Paris Agreement. Bloomberg expressed hope that Trump will change his mind. And if that's the case, that shows a great leader who, when facts change and they recognize something different, they're not bound to what they did before. They're willing to change. And I think it's fair to say this president does change his views generally. It's one day to the next, but over a longer period of time. Guterres also stressed the evidence of global warming. He said temperatures in the atmosphere and at sea level are rising faster than expected. Glaciers are receding more quickly, and the Arctic ice cap is shrinking much more quickly and dramatically than in the past. So climate change is running faster than we are. But the UN chief said there are two pieces of very good news. Today, the cheapest energy is green energy, and the green economy is the economy of the future. And there is enormous capacity to mobilize civil society, the business community, and cities. Well, they're already working on it here. Smart cities inside the United States, folks. UN, working diligently inside the United States. And what most people, and I must add at this point, what most people do not understand is the United Nations plans for America. And this is as true and as solid as me sitting behind this mic speaking to you right now. They envision herding us all up like cattle, putting us in these smart cities. These smart cities have been built and they are expanding. Where, you know, you can work and you can shop and you can live in the same little cubicle. You know, you're within spitting distance of a shopping mall or your place of work or where your domicile is. These are smart cities. And the plan is to herd everybody into these smart cities and then restrict the use of all remaining land in this country. Oh, there'll be connective corridors, kind of like a little cockroach subway that we can go from metropolitan area to metropolitan area. But don't step off the train and don't get off those tracks, because you're going to be forbidden for being on land that we once considered to be ours. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the honest to God's truth. I'm sorry. Had to get some sanity. Back to the propaganda. Guterres pointed to the work of Bloomberg has done in all these areas, saying, I'm very confident that this battle will be won because the realities of today's economy are such that the wise decision is the green decision. Well, it might have been better if you tried to change that when the economy was good. Now, we do have rising utility costs, such as electricity. Yes, Tom, I'm rolling around to it. Have you priced solar, folks? Have you priced it out? It's expensive. But so is the electricity that you're buying right now, that's for sure. You got a caller there, Mike? Okay. So what do you do about it? Well, there's something you can do about this. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And I, by the way, Tom, I hope you're listening here. I got a partial bill for the network, and I got a partial bill at the house. I paid both of the bills today. At my home, it was $36, and that was a 14-day period. Okay, so about a half a month. But at that rate, I'm looking at about $75 for my electricity at home. Guess what, folks? It was cut by 50%. Are you listening, Tom? That is some good news. Here at the office, it's been cut by about 40%. Now, we'll see when the actual monthly billing cycle rolls around, but I went through these two bills with a fine-tooth comb, looking at the kilowatt hours used, how much I'm being charged for it and everything else. And the proof of the pudding is in the billing, folks, and I'm telling you, 50% and 40% ain't too bad. Go to our website, iwantfreepower.com. Folks, not just for a reduction in your bill, you get your friends and neighbors on it. You get, I think it's 14 or 15 people to sign up. Guess what? You're going to have free electricity. So go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the button, iwantfreepower.com. Fill out the form and make sure you include your phone number. A lot of people that did this didn't include their phone number. And then when Tom emailed them back, I guess they got lost in a sea of emails. You indicated that you wanted to save money on your electricity bill? Well, help us do it. Help us help you. Help me help you. Isn't that a line out of Jerry Maguire? Let me help you. Let me help you. Help you. Yeah, at any rate. And by the way, any information that's given, we do not share it with marketers. We don't even market our own network to you. If we got your email, how many things have you gotten from Republic Broadcasting Network? We want to educate you. We don't want to needle you, and we don't want to make you angry. For your privacy, our most vital goal, we will not reveal or use your info except for the RBN network. And if you want a personal call back, you must include your phone number and your state and the best time to call. It's really, that's helpful. So join us in this, folks. Tom has gotten over a couple hundred emails. And I think he told me the other day he's pretty close to responding back to most of them, but he's responded. But those that only sent an email, and we need to talk to these people. We need to talk directly to you. We need to get a bill from you. We'll give you the comparison, and we'll tell you exactly what you're going to be saving before you sign up. So go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, or go to iwantfreepower.com. Send us the information and your phone number and your email. And start saving, folks. Start saving. It won't hurt. It'll only help. It'll help you. It'll help this network. I mean, I'm well on my way of having free power at my house and free power at this network. I have proven that it works. And it works well. ...800-313-9443. Nobody wants to talk to Johnny today, huh? Okay. Mike, you got any glitches connecting on your, all right. I have to clean out ye computer here. This is one that really, folks, every once in a while, we'll hear a story, and you go, what? That can't be. Well, in the administrative state, everything is possible. Now, this one is kind of bizarre, but it shows you the wisdom of the administrative state and equal justice under the law. Mother charged with negligent homicide after off-duty cop kills her daughter. I am not joking. The cop is charged with negligent homicide by crashing into her car at 94 miles per hour. But mom allegedly didn't make sure she was strapped in correctly. The mother isn't being charged with negligent homicide for not using a seatbelt for her baby daughter, but merely for allegedly not making sure that the straps were adjusted correctly. This accusation made by the police justifies charging the mother with the same crime as the police officer who smashed into her car at 94 miles an hour. Now, a note here, the cop was off duty when he was speeding, And while the mother was immediately put in jail, the story says the cop is on paid administrative leave. Yes, the fox watching the hen house. You got a break coming up here, Mike? All right, let me conclude this on the other side. 800-313-9443. I know you're out there because I can hear you breathing. I'll do the rest of the story. This is just one of these, you know, WTH moments. You know what? They did what? Are we there yet? There it is. A little spidey sense. I don't even have to look at the clock anymore. Well, sometimes I do. Especially if I want to get the date and the year right. We'll be back.
No reason to get excited.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crack Fact Finder here just informed me that at the North Pole, during the summer, the highest temperature ever recorded was 55 degrees. The average summertime temperature in the North Pole is 32 degrees. What's it like in the wintertime? Thermometers have a hard time reading temperatures that low. 40, 50, 60 below zero? So they're trying to tell us that a 90-point swing has happened in the North Pole. They are abject liars. At any rate, back to the story, then I'll get to your phone calls as well. It was October when Christopher Manuel, this is the cop, crashed his Corvette into a Nissan while speeding at 94 miles an hour. Manuel is a 27-year-old officer with Baton Rouge Police Department in Louisiana who was off duty at the time, according to WAFB. The crash killed the one-year-old Stevens girl, and in mid-February, the officer was charged with negligent homicide and speeding. Well, yeah, put the speeding ticket in there. Yeah. Now, Stevens is charged in the crash the same count of negligent homicide given to Manuel, according to the Advocate newspaper. The mom allegedly failed to properly secure her daughter's car seat, police say, and didn't ensure that the straps were adjusted correctly. Police say these actions show gross negligence on the part of Stevens and were a contributing factor in the girl's death. Now, the cop driving his Corvette at 94 miles an hour with the intent of doing great bodily harm, homicide of a one-year-old daughter is what took place. And I've seen the pictures. The Corvette is wiped out. The SUV, T-boned, caved in. And the cops turn around and charge the mother with negligence. You ladies out there, you ever had the husband driving in the back seat with a baby, changing the diaper? How about breastfeeding? You ever try to breastfeed a baby when they're locked into a car seat? But this child was evidently in the car seat, but she's being charged with not properly adjusting the straps. Not the fact that the cop, driving at 94 miles an hour with intent to kill something. By the way, he walked away from the crash. It's one of those WTH moments. Scott in Arizona. Hello, Scott.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you talking about solar?
I'm sorry?
Were you talking about solar energy?
Yeah, earlier I was, yeah.
Well, you're doing a grid tie then?
I'm sorry, say again?
A grid tie?
A grip tie.
Grid
tie. You got to speak in bigger sentences. Scott, I'm having a hard time trying to get the drift of your call here. Do I have batteries? Do I have what?
On your solar system, do you have batteries or is it connected to the electric grid system?
I don't have any solar. I don't ever remember saying I have solar because I wouldn't say that because I don't.
Well, I misunderstood what you were talking about then.
Ah, that must have been it.
Never mind.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Steve, Norm, and others will get to your calls. It's okay, Scott.
Right.
I realize there's distractions sometimes. At any rate, we'll take top of the hour break here. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Have been for 26 years, folks. And God help us with a good Texas tailwind and some restoration of the Republic. At this rate, 26 and 26, that'd be 52 years. I can't spend another 26 years doing this. And you can't either. We got a short road here and limited time to get there. Or is it the long road? Not sure. Take the break. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.